Today at 12.05 p.m., a flight from Philadelphia will land at Charlotte Douglas Airport. This is not normally news or history, but this flight will be both, as WFAE's Tom Bullock explains.
If you happen to be in the terminal around that scheduled landing time, make sure to stop by gate D13 and look for U.S. Airways flight 1939. It will be on the ground for 2 hours, and then it's off to Phoenix. When it takes off, it will mark the end of an airline.
Customers will no longer see U.S. Airways.
Katie Cody is spokeswoman for American Airlines, which merged with U.S. Airways nearly 2 years ago.
All the logos will switch over. All the tickets will now be American.
The two airlines will merge their reservation systems, their websites, their apps, all the kiosks, the check-in desks, everything U.S. Airways will be gone by Monday.
We're upgrading from kind of that older metal, a little drab, to the much more modern wood paneling.
But that older, drab decor comes with significant history, which U.S. Airways was keen to mark before all that stuff is scrapped, recycled, or makes its way onto eBay. Take that last flight number.
U.S. Airways Flight 1939, which is the original year of the start of the airline.
Back then, it was focused on delivering mail in western Pennsylvania and the Ohio Valley. It would be 10 years before the first passengers would board. And if U.S. Airways wasn't an all-American enough name for you, the company was originally known as All-American Aviation. The route of this last U.S. Airways flight is also full of history, starting in Philadelphia, a nod to the 27 years when it flew under the name Allegheny Airlines, onto Charlotte, once the main hub of North Carolina's homegrown airline.
At Piedmont, we fly to places other major airlines don't, linking the smaller cities with the bigger cities over 1,000 times a day.
Piedmont was acquired by U.S. Air in 1987, then off to Phoenix, once home to America West, which merged with U.S. Airways in 2005, then a northbound leg to San Francisco before making a red-eye trek back to Philly. When it lands, U.S. Airways will be history. But that doesn't mean you won't still see a plane with that stylized flag on its tail parked at a gate. The planes still need to be painted, says Katie Cody.
It takes a long time. So they started it last year, and we're hoping everything to be done by the end of 2016.
Right now, she says, avoiding a turbulent technical transition has their full attention.
We're really just focused on getting it right this weekend when the two reservation systems aren't fully integrated.
Any glitches may leave passengers wishing for those good old days. For WFA News, I'm Tom Bullock.